How's everybody? Good morning. Good. Good.
Any, ready to rip?
Yeah, sure. Ready to rip.
Any doubt in your mind that Adrian will be ready for Sunday?
No, not too much doubt. I think he's stayed on schedule, and we've seen progress every day.
How tough will it be, though, if he's there to give him just limited reps when, you know, if you see a few good signs, not to give him too much?
Well, that's part of our responsibility to be able to keep our emotions in check and put his safety first and foremost and allow the process to, you know, work its way for him to get all the way back.
Do you kind of have a set number of reps that you want to give him?
We do, and we've talked about as a staff a plan for when he's in there, when Toby's in there, when we spell both of them with Matt Asiata. And so I think it's a good plan, and it'll benefit everybody.
Carlson able to catch up schematically with where you want to be?
Yeah, he appears to be on top of his game plan. And then today we're looking for more progress out of him as well.
Bill, all these young quarterbacks in the league, I think 10 of 32 are either rookie or second year. Why do you think that is?
Well, I haven't really taken time this season to think about it. I'm sure they deserve it. You know, there's a lot of good young players, and teams are looking for a guy that they can rally around and follow for years and years. So it seems like seems pretty natural to me.
Does it seem like they're coming to the league more ready to play right away?
Oh, it would be hard to compare. There have been a bunch of guys that have stepped right in and played. Drafted, undrafted, late draftees. There's a lot more passing, as we know now, in high school and college, and that may be a contributing factor.
How has Branch looked to you?
Good for a rookie. Very good. He's going to be matched up with Matt Khalil a bunch. On third downs, they'll switch him over to Phil's side. But he's been very active and really impressive for a young guy.
Just kind of the first, although he's a rookie, you hear a lot of good things about him. It's just that this is that first game where you have the comfort of knowing that you probably have a guy that can take a elite pass or a top pass rusher one-on-one.
Yes, we feel good about Matt Khalil for sure, and Phil as well. Both of our tackles have had good preseasons, and we're looking for big things from both of them.
What was the key, Bill, when you came and brought your system here last year to getting the players to grasp it? I know the lockout sort of affected it, but just based on your own observation, your own feedback, maybe what's the key to getting players to you know, grasp a new system as quickly as possible?
Well, they need turns at it. They need a time on task. I think we've achieved some time on task. It's just our second year, but we've made progress, and last year wasn't a complete aberration either. So I don't think we trade anything at this point.
As a coordinator, is there a balancing act you have to strike between wanting to find new ways to gain a competitive advantage and maybe make things more complicated, but also trying to keep it simple so the players can thrive in sort of their area?
Well, yeah, you don't want to confound yourself. You don't want to out-finesse yourself or get too tied up in your tendencies or being predictable that your players aren't good at anything. And so most good teams and systems, offense and defense, they're going to have some tendencies. They're going to be able to have a little predictability because they're going to be good at things. And when you're good at things, you want to keep going back to them, and the players have confidence in those staple concepts.
Schwartz looked like he's fully recovered and ready to go if needed.
Well, he's just been out there Monday and Wednesday. Tim, he's trying to get back into football shape. He's been working really hard. He's running both our plays and Jacksonville's during the scout team and really trying to get back in terms of a crash course of getting back ready to play football.
Just given him coming back from that surgery and Asper just getting here, what's the level of concern with the backup offensive lineman you have?
Well, they've got some work to do to get ready. Glad that we're not playing today.
Anything of yesterday practice with Adrian that, I mean, Leslie had talked about maybe pushing him a little more. Did you learn anything yesterday that you didn't know going into yesterday's practice?
Not necessarily anything new. We did give him more volume in terms of plays. We worked on the side a little bit more with some passing game concepts in addition to his run game concepts. So we're expanding on a daily basis, getting him prepped as well.
How much contact has he absorbed? I mean, did he take more yesterday than he has?
I'd say he's taken what a normal player would take in practice. A lot of practice at this time of year is thud rather than tackle all the way to the ground, and so he's been exposed to that type of thing.
At one point, 18 carries was the most he'd gotten in a practice. Has that ramped up at all since then?
It is. Yeah, we're above that number now.
Say, in general, what it is, 25?
Well, yeah, I'd say right there, probably between 25 and 35.
How does that compare to what Toby's been getting?
Similar, yeah.
Bill, when you said that you're going to limit his touches in the game, does he know what that number is, or are you going to let him know?
Oh, yes. Oh, you bet. Yeah, everyone will be aware of the plan.
And what did he feel about that?
Good.
Knowing he wants to.
Oh, no, he's good. We're all good with it. You bet.
Is there a particular skill or regarding Christian, any skill or attribute that you wanted to see evolve from day one of camp to just heading into the preseason or the regular season opener? Anything you had an eye on that he is?
There's definitely more than one. He's growing within the system, and we're growing with him too, finding out where his strengths are now that we've had more turns in an off season with him. It was simply hit it and get it last year when he had to play, and we didn't have a lot of off season to prep him or get a real feel for what fit him the best. So I think all those factors have allowed us to grow this off season, so we're ready to put that in place, starting Sunday.
Given the amount of time that Adrian's missed, is pass protection and just getting up to speed in that part of the game one of the bigger concerns?
Well, it's always a challenge for backs. That could get real complicated in today's game, pass protection, but Adrian has been good with that from day one. Last year he was on top of it and did a great job. We ask a lot of those backs in pass protection, so that's a little bit like getting back on the bicycle for Adrian. He's good at that.
How's their defense affected if Derek Cox doesn't play?
I wouldn't be the expert on that. Just from watching him on film, he's a good player. He's a really good player. Was good at William and Mary. I'm sure they'll have a plan for if he doesn't play, but they've got a number of good DBs back there. I know that.
Is the plan still to move Percy around, get him some work also in the backfield like he did last year, and would that be even more ramped up with his familiarity with your offense now?
It really depends on the opponent, Tim. So not every game last year do we have Percy in the backfield, but we'll definitely want to get him his touches. We've worked on some other concepts that some we've shown in preseason and some we've breasted our cards in that regard. But we want to get Percy his touches just like we did last year. All right, we'll roll.
Thank you.